It's a 90-something degree day at the Fountain of Youth, but fortunately, the park's newest addition is covered in shade. It was designed that way, says park blacksmith Greg Sykes. Unlike modern blacksmith shops, which do still exist, his does not use electricity, air conditioning, or electric blowers to feed the fire.
Here I get to kind of slow things down, take my time, and make things, but at the same time tell people what I'm making, how I'm making it, and why I'm making it, so that I can teach them a little bit about what a blacksmith would be doing here in St. Augustine.
Overlooking the site of the first Spanish settlement in the nation's oldest city, the shop is modeled after blacksmith shops the early settlers might have used. As workers did back then, Sykes is responsible for forging nails and hooks out of either iron or steel. The hardest part of his job?
Swinging that hammer standing next to a 2,500 degree fire on a hot August day here in Florida. It's very challenging, but if you know what you're doing and you're drinking plenty of water and you're taking breaks as necessary, it's not as dangerous as people might think.
Sykes became interested in the craft after observing a master blacksmith at work. He hopes to eventually take on apprentices of his own in the new shop. Allie George, 89.9 WJCT News.